In previous articles, I have already mentioned the possibility of receiving interesting parametric information from aircraft, an airband receiver for listening to conversations between pilots and traffic controllers. No less interesting may be the data on marine vessels, transmitted by the AIS system. There are websites similar to the popular FlightRadar24 or FlightAware. For example, Marine Traffic or Vessel Finder. Tracking of aircraft or marine traffic. Method of data collection. The latter use the same method of collecting information and transmitting it to a website so that any user can check the status of a flight or the voyage of a seagoing vessel. The way it works is that volunteers around the world install a receiver, register it in the system, connect it to the internet, and deliver the data to a server, which processes and shows it in a form that is clear to the user, i.e., as an image on a map. In this way, when walking along the sea, we can always check what ship we see on the horizon. However, there are situations when we don't have internet, even mobile internet. For example, on our own small sea vessel, a motor or sailing boat, without a suitable device. In such a case, information on maritime traffic can become not only useful, but lives may depend on it. Another issue, some marine vessel owners, most often wealthy government officials, prohibit the display of data on public services. However, to individual viewers, they cannot prohibit it. This is legally and technically impossible. Anyway, I personally don't own a ship. I have internet almost all the time. But out of curiosity, I decided to develop my own marine AIS receiver. Characteristics of the project. Having an SDR receiver of the RTL-SDR type does not even require much programming experience. All you need to do is install the appropriate apps on your smartphone or notebook, and that's it. I will describe here, step by step for beginners, the whole procedure, and at the end of the article, I will add a schematic and a description of a fully self-contained receiver that avoids the use of an RTL-SDR dongle. The aim is to pick up the signal transmitted by the transmitter placed on the ship. The data emission takes place at 161.975 MHz or 162.025 MHz with a bandwidth of 25 kHz with frequency modulation. Connect the RTL-SDR receiver. We start the Sharp SDR program, set the frequency, band and modulation mode, narrow FM, 25 kHz. With the presence of a marine vessel within the sensitivity range of the antenna receiver link, we will see something similar and hear the characteristic sound of a digital signal. We decode the received data on the computer using the ShipPlotter software. Unfortunately, it costs a little, about 100 Z. But you can play around with it free of charge for 3 weeks. By default, this program receives the sound signal from an analog receiver or saved in WAV format from another instrument. In our case, the receiver is the same computer on which this application runs. So we can connect the input-output of the sound card and start receiving data. However, often on laptops we have one plug for input and output. You have to solder on the jack wires. The simplest solution would be to use any program that connects the output to the input in a virtual way. There are plenty of programs for this purpose, and anyone can use any. Personally, when I experiment, I use a physical connection between two computers, one which acts as a receiver and the other as a decoder and data display. It's not a practical solution, but it suits me, because I'm going to use a decoder with an analog receiver instead of an RTL-SDR dongle after the experiments. Anyway, once this hardware-software complex is up and running, in the ShipPlotter application menu, we press View, Messages. If the hardware and software are working correctly, we get data from the ships, building and operation. As for analog equipment, for several reasons, I do not like digital receivers. Especially as in the case with AIS, we do not need all their capabilities. I prefer analog ins.